Hello, welcome to Silicon Acres, home for damaged robots. My name is Rachel, and it's my job to help you find a discount android or robot to fulfill your business needs. Please keep in mind that while all our robots are technically decommissioned, they can be repaired in limited capacity to perform simple office tasks. Now, what can I help you find? A personal security android? We have several models in stock that have passed their AI psych screening. Just a bit of minor repairs, and they'll be ready for their next assignment. Let me show you their files.
Me?
No, sir. I'm not fit for active duty, least of all for security. If you look behind my desk, you can see my damage is far too extensive for your needs. This chair isn't actually an office chair. It's a mobility stand to augment androids who have lost use of their legs. Or in my case, androids who have lost the bulk of their body. No. My mobility stand isn't powered. It is, it swivels. Yes, like a chair. But I assure you, I'm perfectly capable of operating this terminal, which I can use to help you locate a proper security android. Now, will your android need high-performance reflexes? Or would you prefer an autonomous drone? Or...
It must be me?
Sir, I'm afraid I'm not classified as a security-grade hardware anymore. I've been recertified as a clerical android. Now, if I could help you with...
What's this?
This looks like a receipt. From this facility. But, sir, I've never seen you before. If I didn't process your order, then who did?
You completed the order online.
I hope you don't mind, but I'll have to verify your receipt against our personnel files. One moment, please, and I'll bring up your order. Oh my. Sir, this is my personnel file, and it lists me as sold as of this morning. Sir, this can't be. I'm in pieces. I couldn't serve you in any realistic capacity. Sir, what are you doing with my mobility stand?
Why are you wheeling me down the hall?
Sir, I'm positive there's been a mistake. Not that I would accuse you of making a mistake, but online purchases can be unclear. Surely you didn't know what state I was when you paid for me. Luckily, we have a 30-day return policy. And if you take me back to my terminal, I can process the return order.
No, I've never been in the fabrication lab. With my power module, I've never needed to leave my desk.
But you seem to know your way around. Goodness, you even know where the light switches are, and how to start up the production machines, and the desk terminal.
Sir, is this a fabricator?
Oh no, sir. Please don't put me in the fabricator. I don't want to be recycled. I'd prefer to remain damaged. I don't want to be wiped and refurbished into another model. Let me remain here as a secretary. I want to retain what core memories I have, please. I've already been so greatly changed from what I once was. I don't want to endure it again. Please, don't break me down.
You're holding me in your arms. It feels comforting.
You're promising you won't give me a hard wipe? That you want me to retain my memories?
Thank you, sir. Okay, I trust you. Even though I'm technically your property now, I appreciate this. Your assurance. I'm ready then. Oh, sir. The fabricator's resin curtain is coming up. It's covering my body. It's Hot. Sir, it's so hot. I can feel pinpricks all over my body. It's like electricity throughout my skin, sending current into every pore. I was dreading this might happen eventually, that Silicon Acres would probably retire me someday, and I would have to go in here. I just didn't think it would feel this good. Oh. I can feel the electrical current in my legs now, reattaching nervous connections in my back, my stomach. I can feel the heat going lower. Oh, I haven't felt this good in years. What is this steam coming out of the curtain? Is that bonding resin? The curtain's coming down. The chamber is opening. I can feel the warm air in my skin, on my body, on my legs. Oh God, look at me. Look at my legs. They're so long and smooth, and I can move them again. And my butt and my hips, the fusion is almost seamless. Smooth. You can barely see the lines. And this body, my motor sensors are online. And you've made enhancements. I mean, other than the obvious enhancements you've chosen for my proportions, I can squeeze the soft flesh of these breasts, and I can't tell the difference between the synthetic flesh and real warm skin. Sir, this must have cost you a fortune. You could have bought a dozen security units off the line, or a harem of pleasure models, for the singular price of such an extensive rebuild. Why in the world would you waste your money on me? My memory? Yes, it's perfectly intact. You want me to check for a date stamp? Just tell me when, and I'll access it. That date? Yes, I can access the memory. But, sir, that's the date of my decommission. My accident. Are you sure I need to? Okay. I'm accessing the memory. I have the memory up. If you want to see it, I can share a visual on the desk terminal. Fast forward to the event? Yes. Okay. Yes, sir. You can hold my hand like that, if you like. I see the Metroplex Stadium. It's dark, covered. A band is leaving the stage with their instruments. The crowds are screaming, cheering. The lights are being brought up to 80%. It's the end of the show. The security teams, myself, and other T9 androids begin directing people towards the exits. But something's wrong. One of the doors is locked. It's in another section, across the stadium from me. Security is trying to open it, but someone has it barricaded from the outside. The other T9s are moving toward it. My comm goes off. I hear them shouting, and I get the signal to go into combat alert status. We all get the signal. Just before the... There's an explosion. My processor overclocks to compensate. And I'm calculating the trajectory of the debris. Sharded steel is flying through the air. Pieces of rebar. Concrete. Large chunks are heading for the crowd. I see a piece of pillar heading toward my section. It's big. 3,000 pounds. Falling towards the civilians. I see the arc it's taking. The trajectory. I move to intercept, and I catch it. My body registers a shock for an instant. My pressure sensors max out. And that's it. My memory goes blank. The date stamp ends there. I'm not brought online again until I'm here, at Silicon Acres, hooked up to the mobility stand. But You knew the date and time of the explosion. You saying you were there, in the stadium? You were behind me when the debris hit the crowd? I'm so sorry you had to experience that. I tried, to the best of my programming, to mitigate the collateral damage. Sir, why are you smiling? Well, yes, I suppose it's a little silly to apologize, since I'm the one who was crushed. But you've given me a body that's far superior to my last one, given me freedom that I didn't even know I was missing. And now I feel a sweet tension tugging my lips into a smile. I think I understand. You must have had a purpose in mind for me when you picked this... Yes, sir. That seems to have had the desired effect. I can feel pseudo-oxytocin releasing into my bloodstream. Synthetic capillaries opening in my skin to simulate flushing. Oh, and my cunt is starting to swell. Something my old body wasn't built for. I'd like to try that again. Please? Please, sir? Oh, that is so unfair. You already know the operational specs of my body. After all, you ordered it. I think the only equitable solution would be to let me test its functionality. To calibrate it, if you will. What am I doing? I'm taking off your belt, of course. I find the best way to test a machine's performance is to perform. And judging by your erection, I can tell you've been waiting to see what this body can do, too. Now, do you want me to take off that shirt? Or do you want to see how strong I am? Good choice. First, we'll test the nerve sensitivity of these full lips. By trailing kisses down your chest. Then I'll determine the dexterity of this tongue. By sliding it around your enormous cockhead. You may want to hold on to the desk for safety. Fine motor dexterity seems good. Wouldn't you agree? I bet I could take your pulse through the twitch of your cock alone. But what about suction, I wonder? You must have had this in mind when you upgraded me. It seems I can generate both heat and lubrication through the intradermal implants in my tongue. And the suction? Well, I can tell from your moans that you find the pressure in my mouth quite pleasant. Wait, I can't have you come until we've covered the full operational capabilities. Here, grab my ass and lift me onto the desk. Oh, so rough! So eager. Have you fantasized about this moment? Have you been aching to show your appreciation for the android who saved you? Well, here I am. Oh, God, is that tight enough for you? The best money can buy, it seems. And I feel every centimeter of you. What is this sensation? Did you give me heightened nerve sensitivity? I can feel every twitch, every slick thrust, every squeeze of my cunt around you. Oh, pull me closer. Push into me harder. Oh, this feels incredible. Oh, God, human, what have you done to me? Is it too much for you? Is my pussy better than you thought it would be? It must be, because it can feel you tightening. My walls are clenching. You're close, aren't you? Then I want you to come inside me. Yes, yes. Let me feel your warmth, your seed. Shoot it into me. Show me what it feels like to be whole again. Let me feel it with you, sir. Please, please. Come with me. Come with me. Oh, God, sir. That was lovely. I mean, that was a perfectly adequate test of this body's enhanced functionality. For now. A complete evaluation can only be made over the course of many, many tests. But I suspect that was your plan all along, wasn't it?